Welcome to Cold Box. The game lives on. Rob and Jared live on with you after we have seen just an incredible game where Mumbai were maybe 15 runs, 20 runs under par, and Sunrisers managed to chase it with 8 balls remaining. But that chase was 244. Remarkable game for many different reasons. Let's go back to the start, Rob, and look at the fact that Mumbai basically, for the second or third time this year, just basically pressed random on their 11 just to see what would come out. And Trent Bolt and Robin Mins and Ryan Rickleton and who was the other one? Will Jacks all came into the 11.
Yeah, I heard on the TV, which I will take with a pinch of salt, that Quentin de Kock bailed out very late. There was a reason why he couldn't play that they found out very late, which meant the rejig. And they went, okay, well, Rickleton, obviously, but now we're going to go Will Jacks, who has not played so far because of personal reasons, which included him going on holiday. So
that's a reason.
Good personal reasons, everyone. And they had someone who was on fire in the World Cup and who would have been a great player to have in their team right from the start, but he's joined when they are now fighting to finish not bottom instead of fighting to finish top. He blazed away, didn't he? He just played a shot or two every single ball and got a very good 46. Rickleton was dropped early on when he was on 19 runs, and then he was dropped again off the next ball, and then he scored another 104, so they were made to pay for that. And then Sky looked scratchy, but he only faced 5 balls and then got out. And then Namandia looked really good, but also like he was playing really, really well in an ODI and like building something big. And then he got out for 22 off 17. And I think, Jared, that probably cost them, it sounds mad, but it probably cost them the extra 20 to get the big score that they would have made.
I think two things happened. I think it was Namandia striking the ball really well, but not actually scoring quickly, certainly played a big part. But I think the second one is that we looked at this. Rickleton had a strike rate of 2 runs a ball in the first 10 balls, the second 10 balls. Then he went up to 3 runs a ball from 20 to 30. Then he went back down again. And I think him not being able to kick on at that time, not having a go at him, he just got tired, I think, is the answer to that. He stopped hitting the boundaries down the ground as much and started hitting them in the fine leg, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. That happens to anyone in a big long innings like that. But I think it was the combination of all of those things. Even Tilak Varma. Tilak Varma comes in, hits a 6 first ball, and we're like, oh my God, he could be 20 off, you know, 4 here. And then he couldn't get another one away, right? So they just didn't kick when it looked like it was a big chance for them to make, well, I thought 260. I suppose now you'd have to say they would have needed 265, 270.
The way they chased, yeah. And if they decided to field without hands, then that's what happens, right? Mm. They fielded, Jared, like wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. That's what they fielded like.
Did you get that right? Was that?
Yep.
Is that? Yeah.
Okay, right. Good.
There were some, I mean, was it Hinge who dropped a catch? No, sorry, didn't take a catch that he could have caught because he got lost. Next ball, he moved to another fielding position, almost dropped the catch, but he actually ended up fumbling a ball. And then later, didn't pick up a ball when all he had to do was pick it up to run someone out.
He ran slower than me to get that ball.
Yeah, there was quite a few things that were going on when it comes to that. But the Rickleton innings was beautiful. I love the way he struck the ball from the start, really got himself in. And he kept the pressure on. It just probably wasn't quite enough on this wicket. Is that fair?
Absolutely. He did look great, but there was a bit after he scored the 100 and he went, I think he was on 104. He scored 9 off 8. And if your mega set basher is scoring 9 off 8 at the death,
yeah,
then you are missing out on runs. And some of the over, like Malinga bowled brilliant today. But the other guys didn't really. Cummins was fine. Malinga was really good. But the rest were getting spanked. And they weren't on a road. They didn't have any tricks to cause trouble. And they missed out on a few, as you say. And basically, Mumbai was shown what happens if you drop catches off good players. Yep. They can really make you pay. So they resolved to do the exact same thing, but more often and with easier chances in the second innings, because Travis Head, who has been in woeful form, should have been out for naught yet again. Jack's put down a tough chance, relatively tough chance. And then Travis Head decided to just keep hitting the ball to Namandia as often as he could. And Namandia didn't catch an easy one on the fence that went for six, and then he did catch one that was slightly harder on the fence, but then he decided to lie on top of the boundary rope, and that, sports fans, means it counts as six and not a wicket. And so Head just played with gay abandon from then on and just belted everything, and he did look quite good, as good players often do when you keep dropping them. But he was also out in the third over, Jerry, nicked off in the third over, and nobody knew. So he's well. So it was, I think, maybe the luckiest T20 50 I've seen. It's the luckiest T20 50 I can remember, which was then eclipsed by one of the best that we've seen this season by a man who is definitely in form, and his name is Klassen. And that was all.
He's been in form, but he hasn't always had the power to go with it, right? And, you know, you and I did a podcast that, you know, what feels like a month ago now, where we were talking about how we thought with Heinrich Klassen, one of the issues might be that he just lost his fifth gear and he wasn't hitting the ball the way he was. Consistency and seeing the ball has been fine, but he hasn't been able to muscle it. He hit some shots today early on in his innings where you were just like, I thought he was going to kill the umpire. He hit back that flat umpire killer and he just hit it so hard. And the shot off Gazanfar, where he backs away outside leg stump and gets a leg side half volley that he hits over cover off the back foot from a slow bowler for six, is one of the more extraordinary shots you will see. I mean, there's form and there's what Heinrich Klassen did there.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
So it was the game against Delhi 3 games ago where Klassen came in at the end.
Yeah.
And he just went from ball one because he had to, because his job then was to death hit. And he death hit really well. He got 31 off 14 or something. Mm. And he still, you know, for the millionth time in a row, got at least 29 runs, which is what he always does. But he did it. That was like, he started in fifth gear. And I thought that that gear had gone missing. So my notes that day were the fifth gear is back. And we saw that and some today, because he actually went from ball one, didn't he? Because when they just lost Head, they looked like, and immediately lost Kishan, who was cleaned up first ball, remember? Klassen comes in where everybody's thinking, well, the wheels have come off this chase now. And he just went whack, 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 and took the fours early, and then the sixes when he felt a bit better, and looked like peak Klassen. And we haven't seen peak Klassen for a while, but I thought that was, you know, 30 balls of excellent hitting, that really, really good.
Mm. We've got just a quick comment that I'd like to put up. Anurag says, can we talk about Mumbai Indians not playing an impact player in the impact player era? That's not fair. Shardul Dhokhar was out there as a specialist fielder and he misfielded one. So we don't really understand that. It doesn't make a lot of sense to us either. It was a bizarre. This isn't why they lost the game, but they did go in with they went in with Bolt being their number eight. And then they had about four sort of all-roundery bowling options as their impact sub. Some of that might have been, you know, Quinton de Kock pulling out late. Maybe they made a mistake or anything else. But one player we should be talking about is that Jasprit Bumrah bowled four overs today, Rob, and he went for none for 54. Rudra is saying, is it his worst season ever? I'd have to go back in the numbers. His overall numbers outside of wickets haven't been that bad this year. This was bad.
I think that he's actually been at his worst since he got the wicket, because before he got the wicket, when he wasn't getting a wicket in any game, I thought he was bowling really well. He just wasn't getting any wickets, and that can happen to anybody, can't it? It's just the, you know, the laws of the universe, variance and all the rest of it. I mean, sometimes the balls don't go into fielders' hands, and as we've seen in this IPL, it really doesn't matter if they go into their hands because they throw them on the floor straight away afterwards. So he wasn't getting the wickets despite bowling really well. And everyone was saying he's not getting any wickets. Look how many games he's gone without getting a wicket. He's rubbish now. And he wasn't. He was bowling great. And then he got a wicket. Was it first ball? Or definitely in his first over of the game when he hadn't got one for ages.
That was when he opened the bowling and took a wicket first ball, I want to say. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think it was that. And since then, he's actually not bowled very well. I thought he bowled badly today. And I don't often say that about Bumrah. I thought he bowled badly. And he was not finding his length. But the thing is now, that you don't often see.
Frank has just said, this is Boomer's highest economy rate for a season since 2015. Worth remembering, this is the highest scoring season ever.
Yeah,
so you'd have to look at things in context when it comes to that.
Yeah, his economy rate was 13.5 today, and there were two bowlers on his team that went for more than that. One of them went for 19 and one of them went for 20. Yeah, but he's the difference nowadays is that he has no respect. Suryavanshi showed that when he was sprinting to get on strike against him and just desperate to hit him for six. The aura thing that people used to go on about and the respect thing is going, because when you saw Salil Arora come in today and face him, he wasn't facing Bumrah, was he? He was just facing the ball and he was belting it into the crowd. Mm. And he came in and in 10 balls, he got 3 sixes and 2 fours. Thanks very much. Icing on the cake. It was really, really good chase from Sunrisers.
No, it was. No doubt about that. The other thing I would say about Bumrah is, I'm not sure he's getting the same revs on his slower ball that he usually gets. He's not being able to go back to that to lock people up. And he is bowling he does bowl a lot of full tosses anyway, because he bowls a lot of low full tosses. But he seems to be bowling a lot more high full tosses than normal than he would. Let's just talk about if we talk about him, it's worth talking then about Ishan Malinga, who I thought bowled brilliantly today. Pat Cummins did well after getting smashed in the first couple of overs and coming back. But Ishan Malinga, his first over in the power play when Rickleton and Will Jacks were going everywhere, he just stopped the game. Almost every time he came on, Rob, he just stopped the game, right?
Yeah, he was brilliant. By the way, Bumrah went for a six in at least one six in every over he bowled today in all phases, which that doesn't happen, does it? But Malinga looked class from ball one, and basically the innings kept running away from SRH, and then they threw the ball to him. Mm. Cummins got whacked in the power play. Cummins got hit for 16 off his second over. They threw the ball to Malinga and he put the brakes on. They couldn't get a boundary off him in the power play. You know, both the over before and the over after him went for 16 and he went for 7. Then everybody started getting whacked again, all the other guys. A big run of, listen to this, right? Here's the overs. So he bowls his over for 7. The next over goes for 16. The one after that, 18, then 15, then 17. Then they give the ball back to Malinga and it goes for 3 and he gets a wicket, right? He just put the brakes on over and over again. He didn't get the rewards that he deserved in terms of wickets, but he looked like you couldn't score a boundary off him today. He was different class, wasn't he? He was the best bowler on either side by some distance.
Oh, yeah. Who's the second best bowler? Cummins, maybe? Gazanfa? And neither of them bowled brilliantly all the way through, right?
Gazanfa went for 51 runs, and I thought he bowled all right. No one could handle it because it was a mega road, right? And we were both surprised at the price at half time. You know, Mumbai seemingly was defending that 3 out of 4. Maybe if they take head straight away, but I think if they take head straight away, then Klassen just gets to bat for longer, doesn't he? And they were never going to get him out on the showing of that.
I mean, yes. Who knows what happens if Klassen has to come in early and things changed. But I mean, you know, all things considered, it was very, very different. Have we had man of the match yet?
No, we've had. Guess who was the super striker of the match, though?
It was Ryan Rickleton.
It was Salil Arora.
Oh, was it?
How is that quantified? Is that strike rate?
Must just be strike rate
because he's 300.
Yeah.
Okay, fair play. So if you come in and hit one ball for six, are you automatically the super striker? You get a proper trophy for that.
I mean, what if you come in, you inside edge one through your legs and you run a quick three, but coming back for the fourth, you'll run out. Siva says
strike rate over 10 balls apparently.
Ever since Hardik took captaincy, Mumbai Indians team has been losing 3 matches in the season, and second time failed to defend 200 plus. Only Mumbai captain failed to defend 200. Again, Siva, you've got to remember that defending 200 is a completely different era than any other player, you know, from that perspective. Like, in the previous eras, defending 200 was pretty easy. It's Heinrich Klassen, player of the match. Is that what you wanted, Rob?
Yay! That's good news. They made the right decision for once.
Not good news for Abe, who just said he was on Malinga for player of the match.
Abe, there was 22-1 out there. Start shopping around for better prices, Abe.
But yes, the reason that there are more 200s being chased is not because Hardik Pandya's captaincy, to be fair. I think we can put a few other things on him, but not that one specifically. Okay, I think, again, we have seen that Sunrisers are in pretty decent form. Not having Shivang, I thought was a bit of an issue today. The two young bowlers are starting to get found out a little bit more than they were when they first came in, Rob. But if this is the Heinrich they have, this team looks like a completely different side for me. And I'm gonna upgrade them. I already had them third on my power list. Based on today, with Heinrich batting that well, I would put them even a step above that, perhaps. So the only other thing I would ask is, Mumbai done? Nothing to see here? It has to be over?
I think what we will see now from Mumbai is random team generation and full wheels off. I would not be surprised if Mumbai lose every game from here on.
You heard it here from Roberto Barron himself. I'm Jared Kimber. We'll be back for another watch along tomorrow. Combox.tv. If you sign up to our website, I promise you, if you live in India or Dubai, there are some things coming to you very soon. See you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.